Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
We're pleased to welcome back our friend who's joining us from the Dallas area, Mark Singleton, VP of Rudolph Foods and an early riser, which is how he found our show. Mark, Happy New Year.
Hey, Amy, Happy New Year to you.
Listen to that energy at what is 4:27 a.m. Texas time. How do you do it?
Oh, man, you got to get up early to make a couple of 100 million pounds of pork rinds a year.
That's true. Okay, tell people what you've told me about how popular pork rinds are, but mostly how much the business has grown since you started working with Rudolph Foods.
Well, it's hardly me, but over the last 20 years, people have found out that pork rinds are just a great snack option. What was once, you know, a real Southern and Hispanic specialty food, kind of a niche food, has become a keto Dorito. I mean, oh my gosh, we've got people eating pork rinds all over. As a matter of fact, six times as many people eat pork rinds today, or actually it's three times as many people eat pork rinds today as they did just 15, 16 years ago.
We've been sharing some of the recipes that you and I have talked about, some of the ones that piqued my interest in our last conversation, like coconut shrimp. We just talked about the hot honey pub mix, the seaside nachos. People may not realize that they add a bunch of extra flavor, and you've described it as a bacony crunch. Who doesn't love bacon?
Oh, you know, and we've got all these great football games coming up, and people are entertaining, and people are tailgating. And we just want to continue to talk to your audience about what a great low-carb option, what a great bacony crunch that pork rinds add to almost any recipe where you've got a breading, whether it's fish, chicken strips, almost anything. I even do a dredged asparagus rolled in pork rind crumbs, dredge
what?
It in eggs.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Take asparagus, dredge it in egg, roll it in pork rinds, throw it in the air fryer. Man, it's bacony, crunchy asparagus good and really good for you.
Porkrindday.com, and you can find some Southern recipes, small batch pork rinds in a grocery snack aisle near you. Also at a convenience store, which is the only place that producer Jay shops for his food. Porkrinds.com, another website with some great access to recipes. Now, Pork Rind Appreciation Day, celebrating its 15th anniversary. Why is this so significant, Mark?
Wow. And Amy, you know, you've been with us in this effort from the start. At Rudolph Foods, you know, we're a family-owned company. We were founded in 1955 by John and Mary Rudolph. We're still owned by the Rudolph family today. Hmm. And they really love giving back to their community. And gosh, 16 years ago, Rich Rudolph said, "Mark, how come there's not a Pork Rind Appreciation Day?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, Rich. I don't think anybody's ever asked for one." So we started looking into it, and we made the decision that, like, we could raise a lot of money for a great charity and raise some awareness for pork rinds. And so we got our great governor of the state of Ohio 15 years ago to declare Super Bowl Sunday Pork Rind Appreciation Day. And we've been raising money for the Gridiron Greats and celebrating the biggest pigskin holiday of the year ever since.
Why does it matter? Why does the money that goes to the Gridiron Greats matter?
Wow, you know, there's the bell question, the bell ringer question. You know, I grew up just really loving this game. I loved what it did for me personally as a player. I loved the discipline it instilled in me. I loved the teamwork. I loved my coaches, and it's just such a great game. And the heroes that played it, in the 70s and 60s, they didn't make a lot of money. I mean, you've interviewed them before on your show, and some of these guys are making $10,000 a year with a horse trailer as a signing bonus. And they just didn't make the big money. Kenny Houston was a teacher in the offseason. So many of these guys had second jobs in the offseason. They didn't have the pension that they have today. And we saw a real need. And the guy that was doing the best job out there of getting attention and focus and money, and that's what it takes to fix things, is attention and focus and money, was Coach Mike Ditka. And what a delightful human being, and what a real hero of the game, because he's been raising money and awareness for over 20 years for the Gridiron Greats, and we teamed up with them, and it's just been the best partnership in the whole world, because we help these guys, these retired players and their families, deal with medical and financial hardships that most people wouldn't have. They didn't do the destruction to their body. I mean, I only played through high school, and I still have aches and pains that are – and these guys played some of them 10, 15, 20 years, and the ability to help them with medical assistance, transportation costs, housing assistance, utilities, medication. We've even helped – I was part of an effort to get one player's knee replaced by a doctor here in Dallas, and provided the flights, the operation, the hotel for his mom to stay, and helping during recovery. Coach provided all of that. And it's just such an honor to work with Karen and Coach and Brian Urlacher and Mike Golick and Ron. It's just such a thrill to work with these people to raise money and awareness for this great cause.
Mark Singleton is the VP of Rudolph Foods, but I now consider him a friend, getting photos all the time of his great fishing escapades, as well as the entire snow mound that he built for his grandson. Was it over the new year? Was that when you did it for Asher?
Archer was, that was Christmas Day.
Man. Oh, Christmas Day. Oh, my gosh.
Christmas in Texas.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So really cool. Great grandpa as well. I mean, not great grandpa, but I mean like a great grandfather
to you. I could be soon. So don't come on, Amy. It's a little soon.
That's true. Who will we get to talk to on Radio Row in Vegas when it comes to the Hall of Famers?
Oh, man, I am so thrilled. I mean, Steve Largent and Kellen Winslow are our Gridiron Greats this year, our Hall of Famers. And you know, they had such great careers. Steve was a wide receiver for the Oilers and mainly the Seattle Seahawks. NFL Man of the Year, receiving yards leader twice, which, by the way, CeeDee Lamb just got. Bart Starr Award, NFL 1980s All-Decade team, and the NFL 100th Anniversary team, not to mention a congressman. Steve's just bringing a lot of energy and a lot of great information to people this year as our spokesman, and just helping us get the word out about the Gridiron Greats. And then Kellen Winslow Sr., a member of the NFL 100th anniversary team, Sandy 5th anniversary team, two-time receptions leader, and just a tremendous, tremendous individual and a tremendous advocate for the players that came before him, the players that laid the foundation for the NFL.
We always get the invite to the big party, Mike Ditka's party. So is this worth attending? I kind of feel like you've get stars in your eyes. You've told me about some of the people you rub elbows with.
Oh, listen, and by the way, you can go to gridirongreats.org and you can buy tickets. It's the best party in Vegas. It is so much fun to take your friends and family there. We've done this for 15 years now. And when someone gets to meet their hero, their Michael Irvin, their Troy Aikman, their Chris Berman, their Joe Green, their Jack Youngblood, their Dan Reeves, the heroes of the game, you see them just go glass-eyed, and they hand their camera sheepishly. And the great thing about the party, since we're raising money for their friends, their buddies, their brotherhood, and we've talked about that before, the incredible brotherhood of these players, no matter what teams they played on. It's just an amazing opportunity to bring together great fans in a great setting and celebrate some great players. It's the best party in Vegas. I encourage all your listeners to get on the internet, go to gridirongreats.org, and find out how they can attend the party and be there with us.
So porkrinds.com and then porkrindday.com and gridirongreats.org, all these awesome resources. Mostly, though, we are building up to Vegas and Radio Row and Super Bowl week, and we're so pleased to partner with you this year, Super Bowl 58. It's a historic, obviously, first time in Vegas. My first time in Vegas, so... yeah, I'm going to need some good advice, some counsel about staying out of trouble. Just kidding. I don't get in trouble. I'm kind of a goody two-shoes.
Well, I mean, Vegas is, what an incredible year this is going to be. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. It's going to be the first time in Vegas. Vegas mm-hmm. is really lit up for this. I mean, they are fired up about this. And we're going to have some, what great stories you've got to talk about. I've been listening in. By the way, and boy, some of the stories of the playoffs, the games
the reunions
that were decided on the last weekend.
Oh yes,
Pack versus Dallas again. I mean, this is going to be incredible.
It is. All right, so we will see you very soon. We're pleased to partner with you. Love what you do. Love to raise awareness and money for the Gridiron Greats. And, of course, as I mentioned to start, it doesn't matter what time of the night it is. I can still go through an entire bag of the spicy barbecue. But the one I haven't tried yet is the Blackberry Habanero. I'm still waiting on Blackberry Habanero.
Well, we've got a new one we're working on with country western singer Ian Munzik that I'm really excited about. It's a huckleberry jalapeno.
Whoa!
And he's been playing with it with us, and we've got some great flavors coming out. You mentioned
yummy.
The hot honey. Mm-hmm. It's one of the real fun things. You know, when 20 years ago you were talking about how the category's grown. There was plain and hot. That's it. Now we've got pineapple ancho. We've got chili cheese.
I like that one too.
And we've really just seen people, and we get such good ideas. You know, all the recipes we talk about, Amy, all of them come from customers that are using pork rinds in ways that we'd never seen before.
Mm.
They write in to tell us about it. They share it with us. And indeed, during our sweepstakes this year, somebody's going to win $5,000, a 15-month supply of pork rinds, and then one in 15 of them can get tailgating or cooking prize packs. So, you know, we've got a lot of incentive out there for people to play our Pass the Pigskin game. and use that $5,000 for a new kitchen outside or a new cooker for this spring.
Listen to him spending your money. Yes.
Man, yeah.
All right, Mark, we'll see you very soon. Porkrindday.com, porkrinds.com for the recipes. And, of course, we're talking it up as we get ready for Vegas. Thank you so much.
Amy, appreciate it. Have a great morning.
The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/stream and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.